Now we're going to hear from Daryl Darling from the Resource Center for Nonviolence.
I am dressed for my job because before I came here, I was just doing my job. I was gardening. When the next person is executed in my name as a U.S. citizen and as a citizen of California, he will be just doing his job, and it'll probably be his job. I don't know of any women who have pulled the switch. There may be some. And he will be in a uniform, and it will be a uniform bearing somewhere the state of the symbol of the state of California. He will neither be a hero, nor will he be a villain. He will be just doing his job. I know of no autobiographies nor biographies of executioners. There may be some, but I doubt it. It's not the kind of job that most of us would want to do. It is even less for those of us who have some consciousness of being a citizen of one of the very few, extraordinarily few, democratic nations in the world to still have the still carry out the punitive means of what we call justice by having continuing executions by any means. I speak as a citizen, as Ray said, just an ordinary human being who in this world opposes for all the rational reasons and all the humane reasons, for all the reasons of justice and for all the reasons of attempting to prevent violence against other people. I speak against the death penalty. Absolutely. No questions, no qualifications, no death penalty. I speak also as a member of the Steering Committee for the Resource Center for Nonviolence, an organization which in our community has stood for sensibility, for common humanity, and for nonviolence in this community for better than almost 25 years. I want to conclude as a Christian pastor. I am a United Methodist pastor, and in this book that I'm going to read briefly from, in the New Testament, the Gospels, which are the story of Jesus, and in the letters of Paul, comprising 95% of the New Testament, which is the book that is the guide for Christians. I'm going to speak to Christians. Now, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist one who is evil, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone would sue you to take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I say to you, forgive your enemy. There is nothing in this book that defends or legitimizes or rationalizes the death penalty or the killing of another human being. There is every evidence in this book, in the teachings of Jesus, in the teachings of Paul, in the writings of Paul, in the miracles, in every act. There is a wealth of evidence that that to be a disciple, a follower of the way of Jesus Christ, is categorically nonviolent and categorically opposed to the taking in vengeance or for any other reason, another life. Christians, you have no defense. We have no defense to support the death penalty.